Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So if Darius can't go tonight, does it change your guys' opinion of what could happen for the rest of this series? We are at a pivotal moment here for this series against the Indiana Pacers. Andrew Berry going to join us 9:15 this morning. We also have a great giveaway coming up at 9 o'clock for concert tickets. I'm going to get to the Ty Jerome thing coming up here momentarily. Where is your confidence level right now with this?
Well, I'll tell you about the Darius question. If I see him, and I think I'll be able to gauge, I think all of us will be able to gauge after about 3 to 5 minutes of action, whether or not this is going to truly hamper him. Like, I understand, you know, if he comes back, it's been so long. Like, I don't think he's going to be able to be thrust into like an overtime, double overtime game and play 40 plus minutes. Like, I don't think we're seeing that. But can he be somebody useful that can actually bring the ball up the floor when they were so in desperate need of a point guard at the end of that game? Yeah, that's
well, if I have
see
to run
that
up the floor at some point, can't just right. walk up the floor.
Oh yeah, but if I see that, then yes, I think we absolutely have a shot because yeah, their margin for error has been taken away by being down 0-2. But you just saw empty-handed, short-handed, down three guys. You should have beat them. You're up 20.
I want to know, when we talk about soft, this is the difference here, guys. This is really the difference. When we say soft, you talk about toughness. If he can't go, he can't go. If you're injured and you can't play, don't play. I believe Darius Garland is injured. Let me repeat that. I believe Darius Garland is injured and can't play. I don't hold it against Darius Garland. Apparently, some people are getting my voice mixed up with other voices in the city. If Darius can't go, don't play. I defend him for that. The same thing with Evan. The same thing with DeAndre Hunter. I defend them for that. The softness, because you're getting it mixed, not you, but some people are getting it mixed up. The softness is, how are you going to come out emotionally after that game where you give up a 20-point lead? Are you going to roll over and die against Indiana? Or are you going to be a bunch of professionals? Because when I talk about softness, it ain't about the guys who are on the bench injured. When I talk about softness, it's being a bunch of professionals, playing at a high level of basketball even for a year before in college, and still being afraid to make the plays necessary to have the wherewithal, the presence of mind to do what you've been taught to be able to go out and finish off a ball game and win a game that you were up 20 on. It's the NBA. Of course Indiana was going to make a run. But you're up 7 with less than a minute left. Put the damn thing away and stop freaking out. Like some of the stuff said about Kenny Atkinson. I do think that Kenny Atkinson had to freak out. I think that he was forced to freak out when Max Strus can't inbound the ball. You think that Darius Garland has been out before. Darius Garland has been out since April 23rd. They just now started inbounding the ball without Darius Garland. They just now started to do that. They just now started to work on these things. I mean, where are we at with this? Let's just admit that we're angry that they lost, and that's fine. But that's what I'm talking about when I talk about softness. It's not about guys being injured. Injury's injury. It's about Where are you at mentally where you can't find yourself making basketball plays when you need to make basketball plays to make this a 1-1 series?
So the mental part of this is so big because losing Garland, losing Evan Mobley, that's such a hit in the playoffs. And they were, again, Ty Jerome was a nothing. He was a negative, whatever the hell he was. And yet they were up 20. So it shows that they can hang with this team no matter who is on the floor. And if they just shoot the ball better, if any of them can just shoot the ball better, then they win that game and they probably win the opener. All of that is to say, like, yeah, they're up against it now and they don't have any margin for error. The psyche, Kenny, I'm glad you brought it up. Huge part of this, because it's one thing to be confident, to clown the opponents. And they did a lot of that this year, especially Darius. Darius has grown into like a big-time trash talker.
I do think some of that has played into that as well.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Some of the fans have been upset because of what he had said about Tyler Hero, and then he wasn't able to play for the rest of the series.
I know. So they won 64 games this year. They were in command. How many times did we come on the air after a blowout the day before? And I'm like, sorry, guys, we don't have a lot to break down here. Cavs are really good. Hopefully the playoffs, they'll be able to stay healthy. And I said that all the time. Hopefully that. And they haven't been. But the mindset is going to be so interesting, because this team, unlike like Golden State, they lost Steph Curry, but they've got champions and guys that have been to the NBA Finals on that team. And it's still going to be really tough for them because they don't have all the talent in the world now. But the Cavs have not. The Cavs only have Tristan Thompson, who has won it all. And then after that, like, actually Indiana has guys with more experience in the playoffs than they do. They have not been out of the second round of the playoffs, most of the guys on this team. I think Max Strus has the third most of anybody on the team playoff game experience. So they're not that experienced. And they've been knocked in the mouth here, and this has been a long, long couple days where they have had to think about how they're going to get back in this series. Because during the season, if anybody was throwing shade at all on the Cavs, what would they do? They'd point out that Atlanta Hawks team that won 60-some games, the Jeff Teague team, right, that got throttled, that got absolutely throttled and humiliated by LeBron and the Cavs. And every time that picture of the Hawks team got posted, Cavs fans would get real defensive and go, no.
I got defensive.
I would too. It's like, come on, we have Donovan Mitchell. They didn't have a Donovan Mitchell. We have Darius, who at that time was an All-NBA candidate, and obviously Evan Mobley, who's Defensive Player of the Year and All-NBA. I know they don't have the horses now, but a loss in this series, it would stick to a lot of these guys. It'd be a tough pill to swallow for as confident a team as they've been all year. So the psyche, Kenny, is what I'm wondering about tonight. How can they calm down, act like the last two games have never happened, and re-exert their authority over the Pacers and look like the team that was better than the Pacers and everybody else in the East all year?
They got to figure out it, like, if they were down, because right now there's too many open-ended questions to answer. If I have a Cavs team that has injuries, I can't say that they're not built for long postseason runs. I can question it, and it will be brought up if they lose this series. Are they a team that's just built for regular season success, but the teams that do not have two smaller guards in the backcourt, the teams that do have the dynamic wings, which these guys don't just fall off a tree. So again, when you're talking about trades and things like that, who are you going to move? Because everybody just wants to trade their trash for other teams' treasures. That's not how trades work usually in any professional sport. Every now and then, yes, it goes down that way. Unfortunately, we've recently been the victim of something like that. But usually it helps out both teams. So you have to be realistic about that. And I don't know if we can be, because I got three guys who are on the bench. DeAndre Hunter, I think, is a very important piece for this team, and we are underrating it. How much of a difference did he make when he got traded here? How much of a difference, Anthony, did he make for this basketball team? Like, we have to be cognizant of this. Like, I can sit here and I people can rant and rave, and I can get all defensive about Darius Garland, and I have. And Evan Mobley, I don't know how much defending I have to do with Evan Mobley. That's in a high ankle sprain. I think a lot of people understand that. But, man, with DeAndre Hunter, when they got him, I'm thinking, this is the guy that can get the Celtics away from Darius. that could get the Celtics to stop bothering Darius. This is the guy that on the defensive end can bother some of the guys with the Celtics. I didn't think about the Pacers, and I damn sure didn't think about Miami or Orlando or anything like that. But now I have to because he's injured. If I can't get him on the floor, and it doesn't sound like from any of these reporters, it doesn't sound like he is going to be on the floor, I think that might be some of the root of the trouble there. Because I do think that DeAndre Hunter provided the dynamic level of defense and certainly scoring that it took to get them up to that other level of this is a really good team. Now this is a great team that can truly compete for a championship that fits into the pieces with Donovan, with Darius, with Evan, Jarrett to a different level, but also Jarrett. And if they don't have him on the floor, yeah, I think they could beat the Pacers, but I don't have a great feeling about it any further. But if you don't have him on the floor with the other two, yeah, man, you're a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. This is going to be difficult.
Well, the killer is he put it all out there. He left it all on the floor, and they thought they were going to win, and instead he basically got carried off the floor at the end of the game, and they lost. And he's been dealing with the calf strain. We've been talking so much about the guys that aren't playing. The one guy that is playing has an injury, and the calf strains are not something to mess with. So hopefully he doesn't have to expend that much energy again to try to get them over the hump, but it is a by any means necessary type of game tonight.